Yo.
Hey.
Computer quit.
It is the internet. Internet.
Oh, so we didn't lose that?
No.
Damn.
Well, you want to?
No.
Want to start over? And throw it all away?
No.
It was the internet. I think there was sunspots.
Internet?
Yeah. I think it was sunspots.
Richter?
Wolfsbane.
That's Skids.
Ciphers.
Rusties.
Warlocks?
Cannonballs?
Kitty prizes?
No.
Yep. That's what I think.
Good.
That's what I think happened.
All right. Hit the music.
And we're back.
So your internet went out.
Yeah, just for a second there. Yep. Had to reboot my modem.
You know.
My modem. It happens a lot. That's fucked up shit. Booger dicks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's all we have time for.
Where were we?
Yeah. Oh, I said swords.
Where are we now?
I don't know. Whatever you want. Take it away.
Is it in you?
Take it away from me.
No way.
Take something.
You got the ball.
That MP3 player, that SanDisk Santa clip there.
Mm-hmm.
The FM radio on it is fucking loud. It compared to like an MP3?
I don't know about that.
Seems loud.
Maybe you need to normalize your
loud
shit.
I'm not going to fucking do that, though.
There's a setting on there. There's like a volume setting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can turn the volume up or down. No, I'm just joking. There's a thing in the menu where you can say volume normal, volume high.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a volume limiter
mm-hmm.
kind of deal. It may be on. The limiting might be on.
Yeah.
And maybe that doesn't apply to radio or something. I don't know.
Have you looked at slot radio? Oh, that's the fucking wave of the goddamn future.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's the dumbest.
Let me just explain. Let me break this down.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the MP3 player that you got for Spencer is the Sansa clip made by SanDisk. And it's the same one that I have.
Sansa Clip Plus.
Oh, you got the Plus. Oh, the Plus is good. I want that one.
Yeah, what's different?
You got the SD slot in it.
Oh, yeah, and a voice recorder.
Mine has voice recorder. It's the same, but it has the SD slot. And it looks a little nicer.
Yeah, it does have that slot.
But I will buy that one when mine continues to break until I can't use it anymore.
Why is it breaking? But what happens?
The clip broke off.
Shit.
Well, it didn't break off, but it got kind of mangled, so I just took it off. I rarely used it. I mean, the clip was kind of... It was handy, but I didn't need it, so... Makes it a little thinner when you don't have the clip on it. But it's a great... it's my pick of a cheap, good MP3 player to use. It's like an iPod Shuffle, but with a screen and also with features.
That's why it was picked for my litter.
Yeah, voice record, radio. It does, if you put like a podcast or an audiobook, it will pause it. Like if you go away from the audiobook and go play some tunes, it will keep your spot in the audiobook or podcast.
Pause it in my mouth.
Deposit. No, it's a great player. It's cheap. Sounds great. It gets awesome reviews at anythingbutipod.com, which is also a good site. Highly recommended. Good player.
Yeah.
Can't recommend it enough. I love it. I will definitely buy a new one when I need one. Anyhow, yes, continue.
Yeah. It is great.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Slider.
Yeah. Well, it's brought to you by Slot Radio. Oh, fucking A.
Yeah, that's their new thing that they've just invented, which is stupid.
Oh, it's the best dumb thing I ever didn't hear of. Now, what it is, let me break this down for you. Now, what you get is you get 1,000 songs. 1,000 songs.
That's a lot of songs.
That's a 1 and a comma and 3 zeros. Any song you can imagine might be in there. But you don't
get
to
pick. Are these new songs?
It's themed. You can get an oldies one. You can get a rock one. 1,000 rock songs.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can do is you can put it into your player. It's a micro SD card.
Mm-hmm.
With 1,000 songs on it. And you shunt it into your player. You can have a Sansa Clip player. That would work. Sansa Clip Plus. Or you can use the new Sansa slot radio player, which is $100.
There's, I think, some of the other Sansa players. They have a lot of different sizes and different capability ones. And I think all the new ones are starting to come with those slot radio slots, which is also just an SD slot. You can shove a regular SD in. Yeah.
But one micro SD. Bonuses of the micro SD slot radio things is that you got 1,000 songs you don't get to pick. How much would you be willing to pay for 1,000 songs you don't get to pick?
Free?
No.
Free plus deposit. Like, yes. I can bring it back.
No.
And get library card.
$50 non-refundable deposit.
Oh, fuck.
$50 for 100 songs. $50.
When you break it down in terms of what songs are supposedly worth in today's music marketplace.
Supposedly worth a buck a song, right?
Supposedly.
So you're like, hey, what a great, it's like, it gets like value. 950 that is value. Songs free. Except you didn't get to pick those 50.
Oh, no, well, you know, what do I know?
Yeah.
Maybe I would have picked shitty songs that
but
I like.
Here's the extra. You wish it was that good. If only that was the thing. If only you were getting 1,000 songs for $50. You're not, though. Here's what you're getting. You can only...
Demos.
You can play it. Okay. You get 1,000 songs, and it's already set up into playlists for you. It's like, hey, we put these into 7 themed playlists, depending on your mood.
Oh, thanks. Great.
Yeah, it's a good job. You can play that playlist, and you can pause it. But you can't back up, and you can't start a song over, and you can't... go back a song. You can only go forward a song.
Just like real radio.
Yeah.
That's the best.
You can't go forward.
What I've always wanted.
You can pause, but you can't. And you, hey, yeah.
Let's take control away from the listener, like the old days.
I was talking to Heather about it last night. The only people it seems good for is like people who like just regained their hearing. Like, I was deaf my whole
I'm
life.
I'm just happy to hear anything.
I don't know anything about music, so I just want to get a lot of it.
It's like your own radio station.
Kind of.
Hmm.
What do you think about that?
Terrible idea.
No? You gonna get one?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm. No, it's... I don't understand that at all.
And you can't... Obviously, you can't, like, take the files off there. It says in the little description of it that...
Oh, I bet I could. I bet I could do it.
You can't even view the folders contained on the thing. Don't even put it in... We heartily do not recommend anyone ever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I bet someone has already ripped them and put them up for torrents.
You think?
No.
Mrs. Torrents? Should we do one? Should we get up Spyrus's Pie Slot Radio thing, though? We have 1,000 shows, don't we?
We already did.
1,000
put
shows?
Put this radio in your slot.
Yeah.
Called Slit Radio, am I right?
We should have that next time we go somewhere together. We should have little micro SD cards. Like, hey, this is blank.
What?
We give them the little thing, hey, a little blank SD card, and then they'll put it in their shit, and they'll, like, autoplay us, like, rah, 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 and they'll be like, whoa.
But nobody has that. Nobody has a player that can do that.
Everyone does.
No. Most people have iPods, and they don't do that.
You can, you shove it in the bottom.
Yeah, I guess you could.
You can squeeze it in there.
And the other night, Ed was telling us that he used to acquire, let's say, ColecoVision cartridges and thinking that they would work in his Atari mm-hmm. when he was a lad, you know. But, that, you know, obviously different sized and depth mm-hmm. cartridges. So he would like, saw off the cartridge so he could try and shove it into his Atari. And
who among us has not tried snipping new slots in their RAM or, you know.
Yeah.
Who among us, I says.
Yeah.
To Mabel, I says, fucking, you should see Allison struggling with what the fuck to call this thing.
Which thing?
Could I use Spencer's not a CD player?
No. No, not until you can name 5 songs.
Oh, she's cute. She did listen to it. She put the little earbuds in and she's singing along to Ramones just this phonetically and great, you know, as it would, it's just awesome.
As Joey Ramone
as
ever did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, their lyrics are definitely written afterward. You know?
Oh, it's an overlay?
No, they just, yeah. Yeah. No, he just sang whatever and then they like, well, gotta make words out of this for the liner sheets. Mm-hmm. The liner notes.
What if they ever had to play a show with a hearing impaired interpreter?
Wow. That'd be a good gig, huh?
No.
Flapping to songs? To the deafies?
Yeah.
That may or may not be in the audience? I'd be pissed if I was signing a band and then you find out, like, oh, the deaf guy who was coming, he didn't make it.
Yeah.
So,
you realize that was not very... Never mind.
It would suck, though, like, if you were like, okay, I'm flapping for the deaf here, and then the one deaf guy who's there is all, like, fucking, you know, instant messaging on his phone and shit. And you're just, like, right. Flapping harder and harder, like...
He's like, dude, I love this band. I wasn't born deaf. I only just recently became deaf. I know all their songs. Due to the vibrations and the what I can see, I can tell what song they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need... Like, I know the lyrics already. I'm a huge fan of the Ramones, you know?
Yeah.
So,
that's, you know. That's you being that guy?
Yeah, did you ever think about that?
Yeah, I'll think about it now.
Okay.
I'll think about it when I'm trying to go to sleep tonight.
Oh...
I'll just be like, Brian's voice. All right.
Yep. All right.
Yep. All right. Who do you call? Who do you call?
Go but
Go but
Go Podbusters. Bogots. Humphrey Bogots.
Best license of the guy. Come on, internet. Come on. Start shoving them cartoons together.
Scrape it. Scrape that off, everybody.
Thanks for coming.
You don't need that.
At least. It's the thought that counts.
Take some leftover cake with you. We don't need it. The kids will just eat it and get hyper.
Yeah, they're going to have cake when they get home from school today. The last two pieces.
Awesome. Is the cake decorated?
Yes.
Was there a bike shoved in it?
Yeah.
Was there a sword sticking out?
It was blue cake with red icing that said "Happy Birthday, Spencer." And then I did some spider webs too. Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man style.
Yeah, he really liked it.
Mm-hmm. Is Spider-Man his favorite super?
Yeah.
Which is your favorite super?
But he also likes the Iron Man too.
That's good.
My favorite superhero is Lobo.
Is what, the Hulk?
Lobo.
Nice. Yep. Which one is mine?
Speedy.
Speedy?
Yep.
From Los Bros Hernandez?
No.
Oh.
Green Arrow's helper.
Helper. His helper monkey.
His intern. That's your favorite.
Oh, wasn't Speedy also Superman's cat?
Oh, maybe.
What's Superman's cat called?
I don't know. I think Super Pets.
Grog's just screaming into his computer right now.
Why? Does he know all those?
Oh, I'm sure. No, he just looked it up on Wikipedia so he could lord it over us and be like, you guys are dumb. You didn't get it. That's what he sounds like, you know? Y'all are stupid.
Streaky.
That's what it is.
Gross.
Super Pets.
And Comet.
Comet, Streaky, Crypto, Super Horse.
What was the monkey, though?
Super Monkey.
Nope.
Wait, was Comet the horse?
Yeah.
Some of them had names and some of them didn't. I know that. It's like they gave up and they were like, it's fucking Super Turtle. I don't know.
Comet and Stupid.
Protea.
Shitty. It was Beppo. Beppo the fucking monkey. Beppo. Oh,
right. Dumb.
Yeah.
Superman, what are you doing?
I don't know. Get on the ball.
Named his dog Crypto. That's like, oh, that's cool. That makes sense. And then you just, I fucking let Supergirl name the rest of these animals. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, Supergirl, you're creative.
Yeah.
She was the Peggy Olson of Super, Super Squad. What do you call it? Legion.
Legion of Superheroes.
Oh. There's so many Legionnaires, huh?
Yeah, really?
Like, they had their top, you know, 10 or whatever. Yeah. It was the main squad. 8 or 10, something?
Mm-hmm.
Adam Girl and Jupiter Lad and fucking Brainy Smurf. And then they were like, we're having tryouts for who makes the main squad, and the rest of you go down to the minors. What do those guys do? What are all the, like...
What do they do most of the time?
Yeah. Just sit around and
paperwork?
Wait.
Paperwork.
Do they fight lesser crimes?
Sitting by phones.
I'm sure this has been addressed, but
they wait
I
for their specific talents to be addressed. They don't, you know. It's like, oh, fucking Green Lantern's ring is trapped inside this can. We can't open it.
Oh, we need a can opener, lad.
Yeah. Happy meal service. He's not, though. He acts.
And then there was the bouncing boy.
No.
The fat guy who just turned into a ball.
It's good.
And then, wasn't there one where he lost weight or something?
What's up with all these stupid names?
He got skinny.
Lois Lane, Lucy Lane, Lana Lang, Lori Lamaris, Lyra Larrell. What the fuck? That's a bunch of the names with the same letters in the front and the back.
I think they were all llamas.
You like that? Do you like it when that happens?
What?
When people
theme
have
names?
This, yeah.
Theme names are the worst, dude.
Your name's got a twist.
My name?
Mm-hmm.
Why? How?
Because when people hear Brian, they're like, they relax Irish. Their ears. They're like, oh, it's Brian. It's gonna be like fucking O'Flanagry.
Oh, thank goodness, his name isn't, you know.
Yeah.
Something that I can't pronounce.
And then as soon as you get like foo, they're like, whoa.
Good bug, good bug, good bug, bee. Yep.
Yeah.
It's true, man.
Stupid.
You want to talk
about
some
drinking coffee again? I fucking hate everything.
I know, I've noticed that.
I'm happy that I have coffee in me, but everything else that isn't coffee, it's like, way to let me down, everything else.
Well, yeah. I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back. I'm fucking, it's fucking just full of piss.
Just piss, huh?
Just piss.
Since 2006.
Yeah. So, are we done? We got a couple in the can now. We got double stacked cans.
This is a double stacker right here, isn't it?
I'll crossfade them. That's what I'll do.
Okay.
Real cut long crossfade.
It'll be like watching Lost or something.
Yeah. I thought I should build that other show.
Yes.
Where we put the middle on the front back.
Oh.
That's how the ladies like it.
I don't think you know what the ladies like.
How long, now Brian, how long do you think it'll be before the tramp stamp, okay?
Becomes a front stamp?
Is full motion video.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Moving bioluminescent tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Animated.
Mm-hmm. With the little micro SD. I look at a micro SD card and I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't mind putting that in me. That wouldn't hurt. I could have a slot for that. No problem.
What if, what if you had a little display underneath your forearm? I'm pointing to it right now. I'm doing a little circle on my forearm. Can you see it? Okay,
yeah.
Good. It's red. Audio show. I'll do an animated GIF of that for the show pick.
Okay.
And then underneath that, you could have your little display that comes up, you know, like an LED tattoo kind of thing, and you could have what song was playing on your forearm.
Mm-hmm.
What about that?
Would you rather? Here's.
You're getting too excited. Calm down.
Okay. Would you rather have? If you had your own, if you was an MP3 player, if you were an MP3 player, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you had one in you, okay. Would you rather have an 1/8-inch jack on your body, or would you rather the music just play inside of you?
Oh. Well, if you had a jack, you could share it with people.
Yes.
Huh.
But.
Why do you need to share anything with anybody ever?
Yeah.
And also, if you had it playing inside you, no one would know that you were listening to something.
Right.
Although it's usually, for me, it's the opposite. I usually
especially
want
you.
People. Me?
Yeah.
What?
Well, like, you wouldn't know for sure.
Can I get screens put on the inside of my eyelids?
Yes. But they face out.
No.
Yeah.
But so I have to look in a mirror with one eye closed to open something?
Yep. There'll be some ghosting, though. Slight ghosting.
Space ghosting.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why do they need to make an audible click is what I want. I don't know. Is it just because they invented the word click? Pardon me. When they first invented the mouse, and then now they... And if it didn't make a clicking sound, it wouldn't be clicking, would it? People would be confused. It'd be like, press mouse button on here. Did you watch New Venture Brothers?
No. No.
I have to wait for it to appear on the internet.
Yeah.
Is it, are they playing it on the Adult Swim website? Do they still do that? Is that a thing?
I don't know. Oh, you need me to download it for you?
Yeah, I mean, if you can find that and get it for me. Because you see, folks, in Canada, we're not allowed to watch anything on the internet.
It's weird.
I don't understand why you would have a website with video and not allow people from other countries to watch it. You're putting it free on the internet with ads or what have you.
It's precious bandwidth.
And
but our ads may not apply to you. If you can't purchase the products in our ads, then we are like, just giving you money.
But don't you think that will help see...
We're throwing away the sponsor's money by doing that. That's a
TV
waste.
TV shows... Okay, we all know TV shows are a conduit for ads. They only exist so we can watch ads. But they also now, in today's world, this modern life they also exist. It's all about DVD sales now. You like this? Buy the DVD, right? And DVDs know no bounds anymore because people can get around region. You know.
Yeah, but people can get around is not the same as knowing no.
No, but someone in England who really likes the show, they'll buy the DVD and they'll figure it. They'll play it in their computer. It doesn't matter.
Computers in England?
What? I don't know. Just for instance.
Play it on their cave pipes.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's like people will order a shirt or they'll buy a DVD or something. You only stand to make money off of it, you know?
No, I do won't work.
Silly.
I agree that it's silly. I kind of think it's a little bit silly.
And a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah. Why are people even making shows is the thing.
I don't know. I wish they wouldn't.
There's enough.
Imagine if
there
TV,
are a lot of
like,
other things that need to get made.
What if like broadcasting ceased to work and or shit? What if everyone in the world went blind? Oh, that's a horrible thing to think. That's a Steve Wolford question right there.
Really?
That's the kind of thing he thinks about like every minute of the day. He's like, what if everybody in the world? I believe he's actually even asked.
Everyone's
me that,
about but, to go blind and blame me.
That's right. No, everyone would be blind except for him, and then he'd just feel guilty.
Aww. We'd be all like, describe that to me.
But, oh, shit, yeah, like, if that happened, if, like, say there was a big solar burst or something, like EMP,
right.
You know?
And you were the only one who wasn't looking?
No, but, like, say everyone did, and, like, you were in a car or, like, an airplane. Like,
yeah.
It's going to be a bunch of people. So, basically, don't leave your house. But even then, it's like, you know, like, how would the world exist? And you wouldn't even have people, like, looting and all that kind of shit, because no one would know where to find anything, and all the shit people would want to loot would be useless, you know?
Yeah, plus they couldn't see commercials for the things they wanted to loot, so it'd be like they wouldn't want them as bad.
Yeah, that's right. Recording audio shows would be the main form of entertainment.
It's just saying we're on the cutting edge.
I think we should try and find a way to make everybody blind.
Yeah. It'd pay off big for us.
But what would we talk about?
Not shows. Damn.
Ugh. Other people's shows, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd probably be pretty good at that.
No, but there would be the audio equivalent of television programs. What do you call them? Radio plays.
Yeah.
There would be radio plays that we would be into. And all the best writers that we like, and like comic book writers and novelists and any people like that, they would all be making audio content, don't you think?
Yeah.
They'd figure out a way to record that and fucking broadcast. They would play it in town squares, and they'd be like, okay, at this time, the shows are going to be on, so follow the sound. And everyone would just follow the sound.
Yeah.
Like little moles.
Hey, baby, you got a voice for radio. Right?
Yeah, man. Like what a weird world that would be, huh?
You got a face for anal.
Oh.
I've been waiting all my life to use that line on someone.
Yeesh.
I'm going to use it on the Mall Santa this year. That's what I'm going to do.
Mall Santa?
Yeah.
Do you think that in the next couple of years there will be a movie called Paul Blart Mall Santa?
Oh, yes.
Christmas
Fuck.
Version.
Oh,
of,
they're making that shit
it,
right
you
fucking
heard it
now.
Here,
yes, exactly.
Heard it here first. I was trying to think of, like, if they wanted to make a sequel of that, how they would make a sequel of it. And that's how they'll do it.
You think?
Because you know there's going to be a sequel.
What about...
I haven't seen the movie. I don't know if he dies in the end.
Darth Blart Maldarth.
What?
Darth Blart Maldarth.
You can't put two Darth.
All right. No, no.
Spider Spy after Darth.
Stoop.
Huh?
Great. Top
Gay.
Notch.
All right.
Best work.
Mm-hmm.
We should better wrap this up. This is getting Tap long. We're getting out of control. That's
what?
The thing.
This is two.
We get on these little rinds. We get on these little rinds.
Breakfast. You know
what
I had for breakfast.
Okay, tell me what you had for breakfast.
Oatmeal.
Yeah.
With scrambled egg inside of it. Shiitake mushrooms. Cheddar cheese. Green onion. Green arrow. Speedy. And pepper.
Pepper.
Salt, pepper, ketchup.
Hogan.
It's PK.
Yep. That sounds good, man. Most of it. Some of it sounds made up.
Why?
Some of the things at the end didn't sound like foods.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, you're right.
No, that's good. You're really pushing the oatmeal envelope into territories where it's like, hey, you know what I put in my oatmeal? A pizza under it.
Pizza oatmeal. What would that be? Tomato sauce, pepperoni, mushroom?
Yeah.
I would eat that.
Doable.
Why don't I eat that later this week?
Eat it right now.
What other kind? Well, it's not really pizza. Not really. It's funny how pizza flavored stuff, it pretty much just has to be tomato and something, you know?
Tomato and indecision.
Yeah.
Tomato and arguing.
Tomato and I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of pizzas and two plate cheeses, that's what we'll be having next week at my child's birthday party.
Wait a minute. A different birthday party?
Yeah, this party, this was just my relatives and his relatives, our relatives.
Mm-hmm.
But next weekend, he will be having a party. With
pals and gals?
Yeah, his school chums and such.
He has school chums already, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the age where it doesn't matter, right? It's like you're glad to be around other kids, and you're just like, wow, friends. We're all friends.
Same age as me. That's our interests. Our age.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, do you like totally. Cartoons and coloring? Me too. Because
yes.
That's all we know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's neat.
It is nice.
Tell him to stay friends with all those people so that he doesn't have to add them on Facebook later.
Yeah, totally. If he could just only
stay
be
in touch with all these people and never... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a... Don't get me started. Let me tell you, listen to my face.
I know you got some Facebook stories to tell.
Fuck, man. I don't.
I know you do.
But it is funny when it's just weird when... What I've noticed is now, for example, what else is in the news? It's weird when you're like, oh, this person, I spend so many amounts of time... And then you friend them, and then you read what they have to say, and you go, oh, yeah.
Don't care.
That's right. That's why I don't talk to you, and I never, ever wanted to... You were there for wondering about in my later years. You were not there for knowing about, just wondering about.
It's true, man. The internet ruined everything.
Every fucking thing.
Like, when we used to sit around and be like, I remember that G.I. Joe episode where, you know, they go underwater, and they go into the thing, and this and that?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, yeah, I kind of remember that. Mm-hmm. And now it's like some asshole, you know, will make a talking show about it. I just watched that episode, and actually, this is what happened. It used to be better when there wasn't a definitive answer to shit.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's our best guess, is that. Yeah, neat. Okay, let's move on.
Everyone throw everything away forever. Goddamn,
please.
Apocalypse is taking forever.
Internet movie database? Do we need to know? Do we need that? Come on.
Yeah.
It is pretty useful, actually.
You got a lot of gripes.
Who, me?
You, yeah.
What gripes?
You got a lot of beefs.
Ooh, what beef? Milk steak.
You do, though.
Yeah.
You got a lot of anger.
No.
It's welling up in you.
I just, you know, I let it all out on the show, and then I'm happy the rest of the day.
Yeah. What about our poor listeners? What do you think they go through?
Hey, you think they want to listen to us talk about rainbows and puppies?
They wake up all excited and happy to live and whatnot, you know, and all facing their day, going off to their jobs, their satisfying jobs.
The ones they love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they listen to us and they get all like, You know?
Just be glad you're not us.
Yes. That's right? Spires by Pity Party. That's what it is.
Oh. Pity Pate.
Pity Pate.
Is that from Pootie Tang?
I love that movie.
Good. Louis C.K. wrote it.
Really? Yeah.
Fuck, I know you hate him.
I want to watch it again. No, I love it.
I know you hate him because your wife dated a guy called Louis C.K.
Shit. God damn it.
He was in town.
Parks and Rec this week.
The what? Yeah. Thanks.
He wasn't on it this week.
That was your Louis C.K. update. Yeah.
Not
we said it all at once.
In town. On TV.
Stupid. Punch the mic.
Damn it.
Punch the mic.
You can't take my catchphrase, Brian.
Which one?
Stupid.
That's my catchphrase.
Oh, shit.
All right. What about if yours is stupid and mine's just dumb?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Stupid and dumb. That sounds like a musical duo kind of thing. That
dumb and stupid.
And then didn't they do the I Love Movies theme music thing? Doug hates.
Arvin Flurg.
All right, really, man. We better.
Why?
Yeah, we got that.
So let's push this to an hour and a half, like the old days.
Let's parse it out.
Ooh.
How long do you think people would listen to us if they had anything else to listen to? No, I mean, like, if they...
What? We have no control over that, because they could be listening to multiple episodes at once.
That's true.
Maybe people save it up. They're like, I want to listen to these guys for 3 hours. Maybe they save it up all week. God. I don't know.
Week?
None of my business.
Not going to get them anywhere.
Well.
No, I hear what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe people are like, they anxiously await the new one, and while they're waiting for that, they listen to an old one.
Oh, who could stand it?
Not me.
You listen to the show sometimes.
I do. For quality control purposes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, you're doing a bang-up job. Okay. Oh, boy.
No. We're going to have our monthly staff meeting, and I'm going to do show notes.
Oh, yeah? Yep. Am I getting reamed?
Yes. You're on probation.
Yeah. Did you know that dogs and humans...
You're a probator.
Dogs and humans are the only animals with prostate glands?
Do tell.
I don't know. My dad told me that yesterday because I was kissing the dog.
In the butt?
No, just mouth.
What?
Yeah, I was just kissing him in the mouth.
Why did he bring that up?
I don't know.
Why was yours hanging out?
No, I don't think so.
Huh.
Yeah. It's hot, though. I like that.
What?
It adds to the man-dog bond, I'm saying.
It's the one thing we got in common, huh?
Yeah. I think that's why horses is so showboaty.
Like a showboaty from Point Break?
Oh, why you gotta... Oh, too soon.
What?
Too soon.
Too soon, Arizona. Like a big it's like a big tater tot on a bone. Yeah.
He's not the guy from Ghost, you know.
Not the same guy?
No.
The real Ghost?
That's what I wanted to say. He's not the real Ghost.
What about we do a cartoon show and call it The Real Ghost?
That'd be good.
Get Lorenzo Music to do voice of Whoopi Goldberg?
I will do Filmation's Ghost.
Yes. With a monkey. Ape. Sorry, ape.
Yeah. Jesus. That'll be mine. You can take stupid. I'll have Jesus.
Oh, fuck you.
That'll be your other one.
That's a wild card. Anyone can use that one.
Yeah.
I'd like to phone a friend.
Yeah. Dog, I think I'm going to throw up.
Okay.
Have we thrown up on the thing yet?
No, maybe we should.
Yeah, stop doing that. Oh, too much coffee, though. Too much coffee and spaghetti. That is going to be a colorful... Oh, boy. God. What's your favorite thing to throw up?
Red wine and lamb.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that bad.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Red wine is the worst. Ugh.
To throw up?
Yeah.
Or to drink? Yeah.
What about throwing up milk? Be soothing.
That'd be nice.
Hmm. Think about that. If you're going to barf, drink a bunch of milk. Who better coming up?
Probably cheeses up, though.
Hmm. Probably true.
And then that's gross.
Ugh.
You get the little clumps up.
Okay, are we done? Should we get out of here?
You know what I'm saying? You ever then you throw up and you have little food bits up and you're like, it's just like sitting right on your brain, up in your nose caverns.
Yes.
It's just
yes.
Like, ah. And you just can't stop thinking about it because it's just.
Yeah, whenever, and you clean yourself all out and you wash your face, have a shower, what have you, and mm-hmm. you still smell vomit.
Yes.
You gotta shampoo your nose hairs.
Or you're sitting there and you think it's all done and over with and you're watching Donahue and you're all curled up in your blanket, you know? And then you swallow, and there's like a chunk of, where did that come from?
Yep.
Yep. Why am I experiencing burger malaise?
Jalapeno popper.
God.
You ever do jalapeno poppers?
I was just thinking about that. nacho cheese and amyl nitrate. All right.
Emil.
Well, I guess it's time to hit the high and dusty.
Is it finally time for that now?
No.
Look, you got the button. You got the button to end the
high
show.
High and dusty roundup?
You got the button that makes one of us say bipedis.
This would be a two-parter, I think.
Yeah. A poo-farter, more like.
More like a poop partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. One more. Good job.
Yeah.